Now, the question of treason, of military justice, Private Bradley Manning, and the WikiLeaks website. There's always been something of a mystery regarding accused Private Bradley Manning. It has been clear that he had access to enormous amounts of classified material, but how that material became a downloadable archive of the WikiLeaks organization and its leader Julian Assange has eluded investigators. Well, this morning that mystery may be close to solved. Reuters has reported over the weekend that classified files downloaded to the computer of Army intelligence analyst Bradley Manning matched those that later showed up on WikiLeaks. That testimony from a Pentagon investigator yesterday at a pretrial hearing is possibly the first time the government has publicly linked Manning to the whistleblowing website, which is essential in prosecuting his case. Also, over the weekend, Army investigators put strict limits on which witnesses Manning can call in his own defense. Denver Nix joins us now. He's the author of the forthcoming book, Private, and he joins us from Fort Meade, Florida, where he's following the case. Denver Nix, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, first of all, what do you make of the significance of this link, which finally is articulated by someone in the Pentagon, of how possibly classified documents got from Bradley Manning to WikiLeaks?
Well, it's very significant. I mean, this is the first time the government has been able to show, more or less definitively, in sworn testimony from a witness that Bradley Manning did indeed at least download the documents that eventually showed up on the WikiLeaks website. As yet, they haven't shown a specific connection from Manning to WikiLeaks, but they've certainly, at least witnesses have testified that Manning downloaded some of the precise documents, most of the precise documents that have appeared on WikiLeaks in 2010. It's certainly very significant and the primary focus of the government's case.
And would the government have to call WikiLeaks officials to the stand to prove this connection? How high is the bar here in military justice?
Well, that's an open question. I mean, right now, importantly, this is not a court hearing. This is not a legal proceeding in a court in that sense. This is a pretrial investigation presided over by an investigating officer. So really what this is a pretrial investigation to determine whether or not to court-martial Bradley Manning. Because of that, some of the rules of evidence are not quite as strong. You can't subpoena somebody and compel them to testify. And the bar is not quite as high as for a conviction. So to move forward to a court-martial, it probably will not be necessary for the state to try to call somebody from WikiLeaks, for example, to testify, as long as they can convince the investigating officer that it seemed that a reasonable person would believe that Bradley Manning may have leaked these documents on the internet and eventually to WikiLeaks, then the case will likely move forward to court-martial.
Can the investigators and the prosecutors move forward on their own, or does a judge advocate have to rule?
A judge advocate has to rule. I mean, he's not actually a judge advocate. He is the presiding officer in this case is a fellow named, I believe, Lieutenant Colonel Almanza. He is an attorney with the Department of Justice and a reserve Army officer. He's not of the JAG Corps as at this moment exactly. Not active duty JAG, and he will be the one that determines ultimately whether this goes to court-martial or not. And that's been a bit of a contentious issue. This case opened up with a fairly vociferous display, a performance in a way from David Coombs, essentially demanding that the investigating officer recuse himself, claiming bias on the part of the investigating officer.
And Coombs is the defense attorney for Bradley Manning?
That's right. I apologize. David Coombs is Bradley Manning's lead defense attorney. And he asserted essentially at first that because Almanza is a current employee of the Department of Justice, that he was that there was an open question of bias because DOJ has an open investigation against WikiLeaks, which obviously is connected very deeply to this case. He was also perturbed, one might say, that Almanza had ruled against allowing Coombs to examine the most of the witnesses that Coombs wanted to call into court. Those witnesses included more people than have testified who worked with Private Manning and some senior government officials, including, it seems, probably the President of the United States and the Secretary of State. One of the issues that Coombs has been trying to prove or has been trying to discuss is the level of classification of these documents and the actual damage done to national security by their leaking. Those are the issues he wanted the Secretary of State and former Defense Secretary Gates to testify to.
And the investigators are not going to allow that wide of a fishing expedition on the part of the defense. At least that's basically the limits that we've been told. Also seem to suggest that Manning will also not be able to call witnesses which would attest to levels of stress within his own unit. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, the defense team has been using the witnesses that have been called, almost all of them being witnesses the prosecution wanted to call, to nonetheless, in cross-examination, try to establish things like the fact that Bradley Manning was under tremendous stress, was suffering from gender identity disorder, and a deep, dark emotional place at the time that the alleged leaking appears to have occurred, and to establish that there was deeply dysfunctional information security at Forward Operating Base Hammer, where Manning was based, essentially to show that the rules and regulations around the Army's security systems were not as clear as the government insists they are.
Right. We're talking to Denver Nix, who's the author of the forthcoming book, Private, all about Private Bradley Manning. And as this pretrial hearing suggests, prosecutors are moving towards an actual charge. We don't, at this point, have an actual clear charge for Bradley Manning. Is that right?
That's not actually entirely accurate. There are 22 outstanding counts of, I don't recall exactly, I think six charges. He's charged with a number of things, fraud, some charges like moving classified documents to a non-secure computer, which is in itself a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. The most serious thing he's charged with is aiding the enemy. That is the charge that carries a maximum penalty of death.
Well, we'll see if the investigation and this pretrial hearing actually justifies that charge, because that, of course, is the huge headline. Some of the other charges would be much more technical. We're speaking with Denver Nix, author of the forthcoming book, Private, all about the Private Bradley Manning case that's in pretrial hearings right now. Denver Nix, what is the state of Bradley Manning at this point? Does anyone know how the defendant is doing? And remind us how long he's been in custody.
Bradley Manning has been in custody since May, since the end of May in 2010, so about a year and a half. He looks rather well. He has been living at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, for several months after being moved from Quantico Marine Base, which was a very contentious issue. You may remember earlier this year and in December of last year, there was some question about Bradley Manning being held in solitary confinement. The United Nations got involved. Welsh parliamentarians were sort of up in arms. And that's another one of the issues that his defense attorney has intended to bring up in this Article 32 hearing. The witness, he was not allowed to call the witnesses to speak to that issue, but he believes that there is a pretrial confinement issue that Bradley Manning was essentially punished for crimes for which he had not been convicted.
Is the tension here partly that even though there is a finding of fact as to whether Private Bradley Manning was directly responsible for classified information getting into the hands of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, in addition to that, is there this tension over whether the defense wants to turn this into a, you know, trial of the century regarding Bradley Manning as some kind of political prisoner versus the government wanting to keep it as narrow as possible?
Well, yes, and in one sense. I mean, I wouldn't say that they intend to turn Bradley Manning into this sort of martyr political prisoner of the century. The defense team is certainly not prone to the kind of rhetorical heights that someone like Julian Assange is. But there is a significant issue regarding how much damage was actually done in the leaking of these documents, in particular with regards to this charge of aiding the enemy. And a question of how highly classified these documents were. Nothing that Bradley Manning is accused of having leaked is classified higher than the level secret. And Coombs has tried and will try, if he's allowed to call the witnesses he wants to, it seems at this point he won't, will try further to show that the damage actually done to national security by the leaking of these documents was not very great. And that is an important issue in a sense. There may be a sort of an equal protections issue, if you will, here because, look, the fact is that classified information is leaked at all levels of government every day. That's the way our system works. The media depends on officials, bureaucrats dispensing bits of classified information.
And if that leaking was like what Bradley Manning did, then he's in a whole other sort of First Amendment category. But the irony here is that WikiLeaks themselves would want to make much of the fact that, in fact, this information was hugely important and did compromise the security. So in a sense, WikiLeaks might not be a reliable ally for Private Bradley Manning. Denver Nix, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Denver Nix is the author of the forthcoming book about Private Bradley Manning called Private.